HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion story. This week on She Slays, we have with us Miss Rohini Sharma. Rohini was diagnosed with the debilitating condition trigeminal neuralgia in her mid-30s. As a working professional, it was extremely difficult for her to manage her disease as it adversely affected her physical and mental health. This diagnosis meant multiple visits to the doctor and also entailed heavy dosages of medicines. After 4 years of medical treatment, she is now focusing on lifestyle changes to help her manage her disease. Rohini is a true fighter, whose health story is a true reflection of her courage and strength. So come, let's listen to this fighter's story.
My name is Rohini Sharma and I'm 37 years of age. I'm a retail professional. I stay in Delhi and I've been suffering with trigeminal neuralgia for the last 4 years. I was diagnosed in 2017. Now to elaborate a little about what the disorder is. Every human being has a trigeminal nerve which carries sensation from our face to our brain. And if someone is suffering with trigeminal neuralgia, even the slightest stimulation of face or touching the nerve, for example, things like brushing my teeth or if I put on makeup, or if I'm trying to chew my food from the left side of the face, because I suffer with trigeminal neuralgia on the left side of my face. So any of these slightest day-to-day actions can also cause a trigger or a jolt of excruciating pain. That is what the disorder is primarily all about. The pain comes in spurts, it stays on for a few days or a few hours. It just renders you feeling very weak and very helpless, because I still remember the first time I felt that jolt. It was like an electrical pulse from the back of my eye on the left side of my face, and I felt that I had just done something to my face which had resulted in such an excruciating bout of pain. When that happened for the second time in a few days, I immediately called up a doctor and she advised me to consult with a neurosurgeon or a neurologist. And my husband and I myself then went to a neurosurgeon who then heard my case history, advised me to undergo an MRI scan for the trigeminal region. And henceforth, when the result came out of the CT scan, the doctor finally diagnosed that I have trigeminal neuralgia. The most surprising bit of me being impacted with this disease was that A, I'm a female, and B, I'm younger than 50. And usually it is a degenerative kind of a disorder which happens to people in advanced age, mostly in people above the age of 50. And it is very rare in women, and it's even rarer on the left side of the face. So yeah, that's my discovery of being a trigeminal neuralgia patient. The first few days after the diagnosis happened were a little dizzy. Now when I look back, I remember I was confused, not because I wasn't able to understand as to what the disease is all about, but I was surprised and I was shocked because I was fairly young. I was just 34 with a very clean lifestyle, no habits that can result. To be very honest, whenever we are inflicted with a condition which we do not know has a direct cause behind it, and also trigeminal neuralgia is incurable, there is just no known cure for the disease. I did feel a lot of shock and surprise, and when that settled down, my only concern was to be able to get the best possible treatment, to be able to educate myself as to what the disease is all about. Luckily, I was being handled by a very good neurosurgeon, Dr. Aditya Gupta. He is in Artemis Gurgaon, and he told me the course of action. In a lot of advanced cases, doctors do perform a gamma radiation surgery to correct the trigeminal nerve so as to ensure that no such pain episodes occur, or what they can do is that they can retard the progression of your pain episodes. However, in my case, because I was too young, I was 34 when I was diagnosed, they did not want to perform any of such gamma radiation surgeries, and the line of treatment was very basic. Usually doctors prescribe, in terms of medication, they give us nerve suppressants. In extreme cases of very, very frequent episodes or reoccurrence of pain bouts, they also prescribe painkillers like morphine induced injections. But for me, they had just prescribed a medicine called as a gabapentin, which is a nerve suppressant. It's a neurosuppressant, and they usually begin with the mildest dose. It was also difficult to be able to accept that, okay, there is a condition that I have to live with for the rest of my life. Doing simplest of things like brushing my teeth became a task. Combing my hair became a challenge. Even eating chapati from the left side of my mouth was too much of a task. So for the first few days, I remember, my husband would soak my chapatis into whatever gravy or dal that we were eating, so that it would become very soft in consistency and resembled baby food, because that is how I could eat it. Also because when it was diagnosed in the earlier few weeks, the reoccurrence of those pain episodes were very, very high. Sometimes I would wake up during midnight from the middle of my sleep, because even while I was sleeping, my trigeminal nerve was paining. And when I would wake up with a pain episode, the spasms would come and go, and they would render me physically very weak, and it used to demotivate me a lot. So the first few days full of struggle, primarily because I was relearning the new normal for myself as to what I need to be able to do so as to identify the triggers which cause this pain and to be able to eliminate the triggers. After a few months of being diagnosed, I had a very severe reaction to the medication, and I almost felt like giving up, and I was extremely disheartened and demotivated, and I would never want anyone to go through that experience. So I was traveling for work to Dubai, and it was a late afternoon flight. I ate my meal on the flight, and I also took my evening medication. I was prescribed to have 2 tablets in a day for my trigeminal neuralgia. And after taking my medication on the flight, I kind of dozed off, and I woke up a few minutes later. I was still inside the aircraft when I felt my jaws locking. I felt the left side of my body was getting numbed. I was unable to move my hands and my feet. I was unable to open my mouth and talk, and I just had no idea what had happened to me. I quickly shut my right eye and I just said a silent prayer to God that, you know, I just need to land in Dubai, and whatever has to happen to me. At that point of time, I felt as if I was dying, because I wasn't sure whether I was having a stroke, whether it was a reaction to anything. I had no clue what that was. And the aircraft landed. I was the last one to leave the aircraft, and I was able to leave the aircraft only with the help of a flight attendant. And the ground medical facilities were shut because it was late evening in Dubai, and it also happened to be a Friday, if I'm not wrong. So by the time I was able to stand on my 2 feet and able to make some sense out of the whole situation, I had already spent some 3 hours at the airport. It was a very difficult situation because I was not in my own country. I was in a foreign country. I just wanted someone to come and tell me that, okay, Rohini, you're going to be okay, and this is just a phase. It was the worst health scare I ever had in my life. I reached my hotel, I called up my doctor, and I explained to him as to what had happened, and he asked me to immediately stop taking the medication because it was causing adverse reactions to me, because at the end of the day, it was a nerve suppressant that I was on, and I was on it for almost 6 months till then. I still remember I did not sleep the entire night because I was so worried that what if I sleep and I do not wake up, and I did not want to die in a foreign country. This whole incident also taught me that I could not be dependent on any nerve suppressant for the rest of my life, and I had to take the matters into my hand. Once I came back from Dubai, I went to see my doctor again. We again laid down all the options for my treatment. With his consultation, I decided to wean myself off from the medication for a little while to see as to how my ailment was. And surprisingly, after I stopped taking the medication, the episodes of pain did not increase. They were just the same as they were when I was taking the medication. So it also brought me to a point that somewhere we need to have a very all-encompassing and a very holistic approach towards things in life. Now, apart from trigeminal neuralgia as a condition in itself, I did go through a couple of other issues at the same time. I think it was a few weeks after I had started taking the medication that I experienced hives and breakouts all over my body. I was also traveling at that point of time because of my job, and I was unable to figure out as to why was the hives, why were there were so many allergies all over my body and stuff like that. And after visiting 2 skin specialists and getting a skin biopsy done, finally My doctor was able to identify that I was allergic to a particular salt in that medication because of my asthma, because I also have asthma and allergic rhinitis. Then my neurosurgeon had to change the medications. So I would advise everybody, irrespective of whatever condition you are taking medications for, if you have other existing conditions or allergies to certain things, please ensure that you do a thorough background research along with your doctor or under his guidance as to what salts and what chemical compositions of medications can you actually take. So that was one big challenge. So I started doing a lot of activities to keep myself distracted in a positive way. So I would scribble on notebooks. I would use adult coloring books. I remember I picked up a few crayons and sketch pens after ages, and I scribbled on notebooks. I made doodles everywhere. I also dabbled with embroidery for a little while to be able to distract myself, and it actually helped. So I would always recommend people to find out activities that give you peace and that give you joy, and you're able to forget your ailment in that moment. My friends and family were a huge, huge support to me all this while. They were very, very accepting. They were empathetic. I did not face any kind of resistance from anybody the moment I told them about the kind of lifestyle choices I was making for myself. My husband, Rajat, has been a very, very, very big support while battling with trigeminal neuralgia. I still remember we were revealing this to our family once that, you know, I have been diagnosed with this condition and that, you know, I need to take a certain different approach towards lifestyle henceforth. And he was joking on the family WhatsApp group that Rohini is a rare woman, because now it's proven, because she has been afflicted with a condition which happens to rarest of rare people and one in a million people. So I think his support and his positivity has been a great help. And you know, most of the pain conditions and most of the ailments which are not visible on the surface, I'm talking especially about pain conditions, because nobody can see pain. Pain does not appear in the form of a bruise or an injury, and you cannot ever understand the kind of difficulty the person who's going through it is experiencing. And therefore, the kind of support one receives from family and friends, it goes a long way to ensure that the person recovers better or not. And I'm extremely grateful to God for blessing me with friends and family, and for this huge support system that envelops me and that makes this journey so much more bearable than it would have otherwise been. The only message that I have for anyone who's in a similar situation or is battling a condition is to not lose hope. Because, you know, when we sort of give up, which is very common, we are all human beings and we all have our own moments of weakness, and there are times when we just feel like giving up. Do not give up. And I'm talking about conditions like TGN that are recurrent, that are chronic, cannot be life-threatening, but are equally painful as any life-threatening condition could be. The first step is to accept whatever it is, then to seek treatment. If you feel that your doctor or your medical practitioner is unable to give you the relevant treatment, do not hesitate in asking questions. Do not hesitate in exercising all your options. Be vocal about what is it that you want as a line of treatment. And, you know, most importantly, always remember that it is one condition. It is one aspect. It is just one of so many things that comprise our life. So this cannot be the only factor which can dominate our life by and large. And, you know, at the end of the day, the disease is only as much big as we allow it to be and the kind of power we give to it. So in my life, I have decided that amongst other conditions that I'm suffering with, trigeminal neuralgia is just one of them. And I will only give it the minimum amount of power. At the end of the day, I'm the master of my own body. And I will not let this one aspect govern my life. I will not let this one aspect deprive me of the joy that I deserve. So please, be mindful, practice meditation, you know, do whatever makes you happy, do whatever that is required to help you forget the condition. And when I say forget, I'm not saying let's pretend that we don't have the condition. All I'm saying is let's distract, so that if the condition impacts me just marginally for a few hours in a day, I should not allow this to trouble me for the remaining number of hours. Please reach out for help if you feel any kind of suffocation, any kind of because, you know, usually when we are battling chronic diseases, the battle is very lonely, because we are just in it by ourselves. At that point of time, the support of your loved ones is very crucial. So please don't shun them away. Please be receptive of support. Please be appreciative of whatever support is coming your way, and be happy. At the end of the day, I always believe we get life for just once. It is not the quantity of the number of days that we spend on the planet. It's the quality of the number of days that determine how fruitful a life has been. So life is beautiful. Enjoy it. Stay healthy. Stay safe. And always remember that you all are precious. You all are unique.
So this was Rohini's story. A true she slays fighter indeed, isn't she? We hope that her story inspired you and encourages you to take better care of your health. Well, if you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. We will be back another week with another champion story. Till then, stay tuned in and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is your host Chaya Dabba signing off. I will see you next week. Till then, take care and keep slaying.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.